Les traigo calurosos saludos de Colombia. I bring you warm greetings from Colombia. The weather forecast today is high of 85, low tonight 65, high tomorrow 85, low tomorrow night 65, high the next day 84, low 66. So you can see that our weather is a little bit different than it is here, but we are thankful for the warm greeting that you have given to us. We feel very privileged to be here in this church. As your pastor said, we are going to be on missionary tour. Unfortunately, we're not going to be in this church, so we felt that we wanted to be here. You have been a part of us and our ministry, and we want to thank you. And I had two ladies come up to me before the service and say, I've prayed for you for years. So that's always an encouragement to me to know that there are people out there that still remember us. It's not that missionary that spoke last year. I don't remember what country they were from, but you actually remember us and pray for us. And we want to thank you for that. Some of you have know a little bit more about us than others. We have three children. Our daughter married the pastor's son from the Murraysville Alliance Church, Dan Lawrence. They are now pastoring. He's a youth pastor in Silver Spring, Maryland, and we're going to tack that little church on at the end of our tour. And so we're thankful that God has called them into the ministry. Our second son lives out in Seattle, Washington, and he has three children. He's currently unemployed, so if anybody knows got any leads, please let us know. He has his master's degree, and I sometimes question the Lord, and I say, how in the world could he spend all that time and all that money to get that degree and then not be able to use it? It'd be nice to have a PhD, but we're talking about a few more $1,000, but without a job, that's not very possible. So anyway, thank the Lord for his provision for them. At Christmas time, the church that they attend gave them a Christmas tree, a real live Christmas tree, and as for decorations, it had little gift cards all over it. So I thank the Lord that they are a part of the body of Christ, and in the body of Christ takes care of one another, and that's so exciting. Our son Tim and his family live in Tocoa. And most of you know about their youngest child, Artis. We call her Hannah Artis. They call her Artis. Was born on October the 31st. That was the day that we returned to Columbia last time. And she was born with a congenital birth defect. She continues to grow. She's the size of a two-year-old baby, but she has absolutely no motor response. She doesn't track with her eyes. She doesn't respond to sound. She's just like a rag doll. She has seizures every 10 to 15 minutes, and this has been for over 2 years. I thank the Lord that Tim and Mandy are a part of a body of Christ there in Tocoa, and they have just loved them and prayed for them, and they're trusting God for a miracle. If God doesn't touch her, there's absolutely nothing that medicine can do for her, and it's been sad for us to see her having these seizures. I said in the first service, we went back to the field, and then she was born. And so we didn't get to live all those first experiences that they've had with her. But we rejoice to see what God has done in Tim and Mandy's life for their faith in God, their belief that we're part of the, we believe that our Lord can heal, and they're trusting God for a complete healing. So we thank the Lord for what he's done in their lives. We will be beginning missionary tour next Sunday. We will be in Western Pennsylvania, and during this time, 7 weeks that we're going to be away from home, we're going to be speaking in 23 churches. So we'd ask that you pray for us as we do that. Sometimes when we get out of our little, our familiar zone, you know, where we have our favorite rocking chair and we can get our cup of coffee and we can just sit down and have devotions, it isn't always easy to find a time, a quiet place to be alone with the Lord when you're in somebody else's home. So I ask that you pray for us, that the Lord will renew us, because we're the only voices we're going to hear preaching in the next 6-7 weeks. And we want to speak, we want to be the Lord's voice. We don't want to just talk. So I ask that you pray for our spiritual renewal and a refreshment during this time. When we finish in Western Pennsylvania and Silver Spring, Maryland, then we're going to be home for 2 days, long enough to wash our clothes and to pack our bags and to head out to the Pacific Northwest. And we will be in Oregon and Washington State and probably in Alaska. So people say, oh, you're going home to the States. You're going to be on vacation for 6 months. This is certainly not a vacation. Just pray that the Lord will keep us healthy and strong and our relationship with him vibrant. And as we go, you know, we have these burdens for our kids, who are our son who's unemployed, and our daughter, our granddaughter who has seizures. So pray that God will just give us the grace and the strength that we need. We thank you so much for your generosity, your kindness, to us for your prayer support. We have some prayer cards, and there's some out on the table. If you need one, we'll be glad to see that you get one. The only problem is it's got the wrong zip code for the Christian Missionary Alliance. How could an Alliance missionary do that, right? But I took it off an old prayer card, and somehow they've changed it. So they're out there available to you. I looked in the bulletin today, and the verse that it says is, being confident of this very thing, that he that began a good work in you will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's my life verse. God ain't finished with me yet, and I thank him that he is faithful, and I thank you for your faithfulness and prayer for us. Thank you. And not only that, we would like to pray for you as you have prayed for us. Mm-hmm. Father, I thank you for the Norwin Alliance Church. I thank you, Lord, for this body of Christ where they have received us and loved us. And, Lord, you know their personal needs. There are people here today that have physical problems like our granddaughter, and they need a touch from you. And without your intervention, Lord, there's nothing that can be done. Father, there are people that are hurting economically because of this financial crisis in the States. I pray that you would be their provider and their sustainer, that you would help them and provide for their needs. Perhaps there are people that are facing challenges like our daughter and son-in-law in a ministry that is bigger than they are, Lord. I just pray that you would be their all-sufficiency for each one as they face these new challenges in life. Lord, I pray that this church would be a lighthouse in this community, and not only in this community but around the world. But, Father, help us to be conscious that there are people that live across the street from us that need Christ, or people that perhaps are under our own roof that do not know you as Savior, and make us witnesses for you where you have placed us. Father, we thank you that you are faithful and that your grace is sufficient for all of our needs. We thank you, Lord, that you're not finished with us yet. We're just a work in progress. We thank you that you are faithful and you will complete it, and you will do that for each person here in this congregation today. We give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen.